Good morning, everyone. My name is Benita, member of the community, and I'll be leading today's morning prayer. Opening sentence. You read the word in bold. Lord, we come before you in acceptation of what you bring to us. Help us to wait for you creatively, expectantly, and courageously, to honor you with our heart, love, and imagination. May we engage in the pursuit of you wholeheartedly, unreservedly, tremendously. Let's read the prayer together. Lord God, who caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, help us to hear them, to read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that through patience and the comfort of your holy word, we may embrace and forever hold fast the hope of everlasting life which you have given us in our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our Bible reading is taken from the book of Psalm 66, page 581. Psalm 66, page 581. Shout for joy to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. So great is your power that your enemies cringe before you. All the earth bows down to you. They sing praise to you. They sing the praises of your name. Come and see what God has done, his awesome deeds for mankind. He turned the sea into dry land. They passed through the water on foot. Come, let us rejoice in him. He rules forever by his power. His eyes watch the nations. Let the rebellious raise up against him. Praise our God, all peoples. Let the sound of his praise be heard. He has preserved our life and kept our feet from sleeping. For you, God, tested us. You defined us like silver. You brought us into prison and laid burdens on our backs. You let people ride over our heads. We went through fire and water, but you brought us to a place of abundance. I will come to your temple with burnt offerings and fulfill my vows to you. Vows my lips promised and my mouth spoke. When I was in trouble, I will sacrifice fat animals to you and an offering of rams. I will offer bulls and goats. Come and hear, all you who fear God. Let me tell you what he has done for me. I cried out to him with my mouth. His praise was on my tongue. If I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But God has surely listened and has heard my prayer. Praise be to God, who has not rejected my prayer or withheld his love from me. Lord. Thanks be to God. We have listened to the word of God, how God comes true for us, even in our unexpected times, even in times that we don't know that God will come true. God has always been there for us. God has always showed his mercy, his favor. He has been gracious to us. He has been so good to us and our family. To see this day alone is a blessing. Waking up is a blessing. So this morning, I want to pray for each and everyone here. Glorious, lovely Father, Lord, I thank you. I worship and exalt you this morning. I thank you, Lord, for the guests that you have brought, Lord, this morning, for everyone that is gathered here in your name. We are gathered in your power. Holy Spirit, come and fill this atmosphere with your presence. We invite that the power of the Holy Ghost come and dwell among us. Father, this morning we worship you, we thank you, we glorify your name for all that you have done, for the gifts of life, for the gifts of sleeping and the gifts of waking up. Heavenly Father, this morning we are nothing, but Lord, you have made us to be something. Father, Lord, thank you for waking us and letting us be among the living. Lord, we are grateful. We are forever grateful, Father. We thank you, Lord, for the life of everyone that is here, that is gathered here. Father, may you visit their hearts. Father, may you grant their heart desires in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, this morning, may you visit their homes. Father, we are many and our burdens are many and different. Our hearts are different. Our hearts are speaking different things. Father, may you bless us accordingly in the name of Jesus. This morning, Holy Spirit, let your power dwell among us. Let your power descend upon us this morning. May it visit our families from far. May it heal the sick ones, heal those that's in the hospitals. Father, visit those that are home and cannot afford the hospitals. Father, heal them. In your power, may you heal them. May you heal them. Those that believe in you, Heavenly Father, they are not giving up. Father, heal them. This morning, may you heal them in the name of Jesus. I speak into the life of the leaders of Skagit. Heavenly Father, continue to strengthen them and give them the power to do your will in the name of Jesus. I speak for the community as the whole. Father, may you continue to bless us. Wherever we are going astray, Father, lead us. Help us this morning. Bless our day as you have always been blessing us. We will receive calls of favor. May today bring blessings. The name of Jesus. Amen. So let's pray the prayer in bold together. Father God, we are awesomely by yours and compassion. We welcome you into our homes, and we invite you today to disturb and unsettle us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are healed, we are delivered from every affliction. In the mighty name of Jesus, every power of untimely or premature death in our lives and in the life of our family, our loved one is broken. In the mighty name of Jesus, our prayers are heard this morning. I want you to keep on reading your Bible, keep on meditating, believe in his word. He said his word will never go back void. Believe in him. Whatever the problem is, always believe and read the Bible. Pray to God. He's hearing you. If he's not hearing you, that means you're not existing on earth. The Lord will hear you. He will grant your prayers. He will grant your request, your prayers that have been heard by God. And he knows when to do it. Amen. As a new day gets underway, in earnest we stand together amidst. Confused, but also more than a little excited. As angels tell us, we are not to be afraid, for you bring news of great joy for all people. Take us from here with that call living in our hearts. Amen. Thank you for joining us in today's morning prayer. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you today. And breakfast will be served shortly downstairs. Thank you. You can feel comfortable to sit if you want to.